Thanks for joining us for this Field Talk podcast. Convention season for ag groups has kicked off across Minnesota, with several groups having held their annual meetings in the past weeks. One of the featured speakers at the recent Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation convention was Veronica Nye, economist for the American Farm Bureau. The Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke had a conversation with Veronica Nye about some of the key issues she sees in agriculture right now.
First of all, I thought you had some really interesting comments on diesel. Is there actually a supply issue, or is it just getting the diesel to where it needs to be?
There is a supply struggle. When we look at total refinery capacity, we're down about 4% as far as production is concerned relative to where we were pre-COVID. And then when you add in the fact that the Russian supplies of petroleum products, from which we use to derive diesel, is also down, we're short on the supply side, certainly. I'd also note that the fall and the winter tend to be high demand season for diesel, as we're looking at trucks out on the road trying to fill retailer shelves before the holidays, increased demand on the ag side, and home heating is a big deal for distillate fuels. So you've got a little bit of a short side on the supply side, and then increased demand on net. It means we're down on the number of days of diesel on hand.
But do you think it's something that is going to cause an even bigger issue, or you think it's controllable?
I think it's controllable. Folks, unfortunately, are going to continue to see elevated prices, and that certainly is a negative for anybody paying them. But 25 days of supply on hand is relative to usual, or about 32 days on hand. So we're down, 18-20%. But I think it certainly has the White House's attention. They're talking with refiners. The refiners are doing what they can to change their product mix to favor diesel as opposed to gasoline. I don't think we're going to run out of diesel, but we might see some more interesting developments on the horizon as far as what stations are filled and where folks are actually able to get a full tank, and at a price point that makes sense for them.
And fertilizer, you were saying Brazil actually gets fertilizer from Russia?
That's right. So there's a number of countries who have put sanctions on Russia. And as a result, Russia has decided not to trade with those countries in the same way. And the United States, Europe, a lot of the large economies of the world are among those that Russia has chosen not to trade with. But that means that China, India, Brazil, Argentina, some of those larger farm economies and large population centers of the world are trading with Russia, and therefore are able to get access to fertilizer, petroleum, natural gas in ways that we don't have access to.
Are we going to have problems in 2023?
We're going to continue, unfortunately, to see elevated prices for fertilizer, similar to what we saw in 2022.
How about the lower Mississippi trying to get the supply up north, too?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. Certainly, the low river levels are a hindrance to U.S. exports, but the other element of that is, as you alluded to, we get a lot of imported product comes up the river. So certainly keeping an eye on that, hoping for a snowpack this year that brings those river levels back up so that supply can find its market.
And interest rates in farming and inflation in farming.
Yeah, inflation is certainly something that we've all top of mind, right? At 7.7% year over year. It's certainly much higher than the 2% the Fed's comfortable with. The Fed has been trying to bring those inflation rates down by increasing interest rates. Those interest rates, with 0.75 point increase at every meeting, is hard on folks. It's hard on businesses, and the Fed is hoping to restrict demand for financial products, for money. Unfortunately, I think the result of that, and what a lot of the folks are talking about, is does that lead to recession? Because increasing interest rates has a tendency to not have an immediate impact on inflation. It's usually about a 9-month delay. So if the Fed continues to aggressively increase interest rates, hoping for an immediate impact on inflation, we might see those interest rates raise higher to higher levels than they actually need to be.
And so in the meantime, it puts a pinch on farmers with land and equipment.
Absolutely, it does. Anybody who's looking to expand their operation with a finance product is going to continue to be challenged.
And input costs go up, so hopefully our grain prices stay up.
Yeah, one hopes that that grain prices remain elevated, but that, you know, that's a challenge to hope for that, as hope is not part of a good business plan. So we're looking forward to better prices in 2023, but they're certainly not guaranteed, whereas those increases in input prices have seem to be fairly baked in at this point.
And the market basket survey on our Thanksgiving dinner is interesting because the farmer's share is not that high.
Nope.
The cost has gone up.
Yeah, about 8% of the total marketing, or what we spend in the grocery store, is actually attributable to production cost. So when we're looking at a 20% increase year over year in the cost of the Thanksgiving basket, it's certainly not farmers getting rich in that significant increase.
It's what, how much of a percentage on the for the farmer on that dollar?
About 8%.
And what was the highest price increase this year? Was that turkey?
You know, one would think so. Turkey rose by 21%. The overall basket increased by 20%. And turkey was 21%. So turkey's about 45% of the total. So, of course, that's a major contributing factor. But actually, the price of stuffing was the largest increase, almost 70% increase. And, you know, I think most of the time those processed products are where we tend to see a smaller increase. But this year's unique because food processors have really been challenged with packaging, with distribution, with those high diesel prices. All of the elements that go into their product, elevated wheat prices, all of their prices have been increasing. And that has certainly seen sort of a buck of the usual that we see these processed products with such incredible increases.
But if we just sat and ate cranberries, we'd be in good shape.
Yeah, indeed. Cranberries were the only element of the basket that declined. We saw a small price decline in cranberries. You know, that's, I think, in large part attributable to the fact that we had about a 4% increase in cranberry production this year. And when only about 5% of total cranberry production is consumed fresh, if marketers change that share that's consumed fresh even a little, it means a lot more supply out there. So, yeah, eat a lot of cranberries this year, folks.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our other podcasts on Apple, Spotify, and on the LinderFarmNetwork.com.